and he brought this man all the way in Georgia to do that. And God don't do nothing willy nilly. He just didn't do that. That was for a reason. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for the reviving part of it. I thank God for. And my niece was here last night.
Yeah.
And that just sparked me, man. I came to the door. I didn't even see her sitting over there. And at that point, when I was on the way back out the door, I ran over there. My knee was hurt, but I loved it. And I mean, it was good to see her and know that God is moving. God is moving. So, you know, we need to, those 2 days should have sparked us. We should be revived now to go a little farther. And God had a word. God sent a word in him. And last night was a word, too. By no other name under heaven can we be saved.
Amen.
Except through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's it. If you don't come, Jesus said it himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So once we get those two together, then we ought to go a little farther.
Amen.
God got your back, and you know Jesus. So you're on your way then. So I thank God for that revival. That's what I call it, a revival. It's a church anniversary, anniversary, but I call it a 2-day revival.
Yes, it was.
And I've been revived.
All right.
And I thank God for it. That's my testimony. I got revived.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory God, amen. Still going through, glory God, amen. But turn me back. But when I'm going back to mess, go ahead and let them amen. Glory God, amen. Why would I go back in garbage? Come on, somebody.
Come on,
why would I go back like a dog and lick up my vomit?
Come on,
that's what it was. Amen, vomit. Glory God, amen. If old backslide, it ain't never been an option for me. And I'm not saying that bragging on me, but I'm bragging on the Jesus that kept me. When you keep your eyes on the Lord, amen. I learned a long time ago, you got to keep your eyes on God. And the only way to do that is in His Word, glory to God. When I first got saved, I ate that Word. I'm good to eat, but I ate it like it was my food, glory to God. When you saw me, my head was in the Bible. Oh, somebody. Because I needed to know the God that I'm serving. No sense serving if you don't even know who you're serving. Because see, therefore, you don't even know what you're doing, why you're here. Come on, somebody. You marry somebody you don't know? When you get saved, you marry to God. And you need to get to know the God that you married to, because now He's your husband.
Amen.
And that's what you mean too. You ain't got no husband. Yes, you do. God is your husband. So He called the whole church His bride, male and female.
Amen.
Your spouse is the Lord. When you love God, He'll teach you how to love your wife. When you love God, He'll teach you how to love your husband. If you ain't treat your wife right, if you ain't treat your husband right, then I know you don't love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God loves us. Amen. Love on the church. Oh my gosh. The things that are happening in your life, amen. Stop staying up at night worrying about something you can't do. Hello. Something you say you gave to God. Leave it there.
Amen.
Leave it there. Really leave it there. Sometimes we just thank God and take it back. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But in this day and age, amen, when you give somebody something to take it back, they call you a liar. Not that they call you, you know, Indian giver, but that's racial slur.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't do that. Hello. But when you give God something, you teach the Lord, I give you my life, and then go do your own thing with it. It's not your life no more. You gave it to God. And that's why we suffer a lot of things harder. Because there are things that we're going to go through on this journey anyway, so that's how God keeps us in line. Hello?
Yeah.
We got to keep us back on the right path, but we can go straight sometimes. So now He's pushing us back in there. Glory to God. Amen. But when you bring stuff on yourself because of your disobedience and your hard-headedness, ain't nothing for you to do but come back down into the altar.
Yeah.
And cry out and spare not.
Amen. My Lord.
Hello? Amen. Lift up your voices unto the Lord. Amen. So we're so happy to be here. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for last night and Friday night.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. I can't stress this enough. Amen. When a program is going on at your house, and I'm not talking to you guys, I need y'all to spread the word for those of you in here. Amen. You need to be at your church.
Amen.
You need to be at your church, amen. Not only that, it's your celebration. Yes. It's your house.
Amen.
And especially when you got a visiting minister coming, amen. And he comes to an empty house.
Amen.
Hello? Amen. And that's embarrassing not only to the pastors, but to your family, your co-leaders, amen, your co-saints, your brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yes.
And they shake their head and say, you know, it's a shame they ain't already. Amen. For those that didn't know, amen, we got a bypass on that one. But thank God for those that came out on last night, amen. Most of you came out last night, amen, for the before last time. But we were blessed. That man, Watson, him from Georgia for us, amen. We didn't call him Watson in here, and that word was good. Same word y'all hear over and over, but the deliverance was so different. Hello. There's an anointing in that deliverance that you needed to hear. Because when you're going through something, the only way to get an answer to whatever you're going through is in the house of God.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Amen. That's why I tell you all the time, bring a notepad with you, please, to write down notes. You always remember what the preacher said. But the enemy will come and try you in the message that was preached that day. And guess what? You won't know how to handle that situation. And you'll fail on that test every time because you didn't focus in on the word. You didn't receive what was preached. And it's here for our growth. Amen. Got to see this house. I got to see the people in this house prosper. Amen. That's my prayer. That's my desire. Amen. That's why I go through so many avenues and so many channels to try to get this get you some kind of residual income and help. Amen. But I can't even get y'all to participate in that. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So get worried about your soul. Get worried about your salvation. Help somebody and allow God to fix things for you. You can't do it, so leave it alone. Let God do it. Pray more and serve more. Stand in the house of God like it should be. Come to your Bible study. Come to your prayer meeting. We're doing the stop by noonday prayer. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 o'clock in noonday prayer. Somebody here, everybody needs prayer.
Amen.
Come in the house of God and with the presence of the Lord. And sometimes if anybody needs this, we get that wrong. We have church up in here. When you get along an hour, you give God an hour of your time. Amen. You say you love him, you can give him that. Amen. God bless you. We love you. You guys had a good celebration. Congratulations to table number one. That was that's our first place winner. And our second place winner, Rich Handy today. And the third place winner. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, effort, I'm telling you. And those tables, amen. If y'all saw them, if you hear, you saw them. I thought they were presented beautifully. Yeah, they really decorated nice and they cooked up a good mess of food. But they were not about the pastors. And you gotta take time to them folks and don't let them do that to us. You're gonna get something, you want no food left. We were preaching the bottom of the barrel and other ministers, that's embarrassing. It really is. You know, we got the preacher that preached last night.
This all going on the radio, y'all.
Hello, we got straight food from him. I'm saying that to y'all embarrassing. Hello. Preacher say, well, I tried to get him to stop high. Dr. Hannah, you told him to say, look at that.
Yes,
look
at
that.
Hello, how easy is that? Don't mess with this. This is the pastor.
How easy is that?
They can't do nothing but move away. But when you stand back and say, don't y'all do this, they're going to come like, did you say something? Did she
talk?
Now
you
do nothing.
You know, somebody
said,
thank God. Somebody said, thank God. But you have to. You have to make sure. You have to make sure. Because they ain't going to listen. You have to make sure. This is your house. You don't listen by coming in your house and move you out the way and take over your kitchen?
I'm the dopey.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. We have the dopey dopey thing. Amen. Pastor's time. And not that we hold pastors above the people, but there was plenty for everybody else. Plenty. People were taking double. People were taking double. Come on, we got to be careful with that. Before we're taking vengeance. You have to be careful. You have to be alert. Amen. So it was embarrassing for me that we have to go around pastors like we're on scraping clean. I cannot say that happened at the time. Ever again, if I got to come down to the ritual, stand God myself over the food. Hello? So, y'all did good. It was awesome. It was a good celebration. That's one thing I have to do. The only negative thing. So, make sure that speaks, okay? Amen. We wrote in on that. God bless you. We're going to take about outreach offering. Amen. We're going to give. Amen. Once you get $5 a week into the basket, it'll be a blessing. Amen. To the basket, amen. You know, the Lord will restore you back even more, double that. We don't have a doubt. But because whoever receives the basket, amen, it will be a blessing unto them.
Hallelujah. Burn me, burn.
Father,
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm not going to talk with her, though. I'm going to have to get out of it. I'm going to work that guy in the hospital. Get deeper and deeper.
Amen. But we're going to John the 14th. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to ask the reader, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm about to come for a little bit, amen. We're just going to cut off at the Holy Ghost. Whoever I want to go cut off at, that's where I'm going to stop. John the 14th chapter. Start on 31. Now watch this.
Let not your heart be troubled.
He said, I don't let your heart be troubled. But now, somebody said, you know what? The songwriter said, come in my way. Jesus said, many afflictions of the righteous, but God said that I will deliver you out of them all.
Amen.
I said, what's the difference of this? I said, how bad I am, you all you got to do is talk to God, and God will deliver you out of them all. But you got to be living, sir. Now, you can't get the blessings and ain't knowing what you're supposed to do. Now, the Bible says, all the blessings, but all to the killing of who? The killing of who? All right. The all the blessings, but all to the killing of God. But now, if you ain't got your hand in God's hand, who hand in your hand is you? Now, I don't get the blessings. See, all of the time, they're obedient, man. They're obedient, obedient, obedient. But you know what? No, I'm going to tell you. Let God be God. Those are young people. Y'all said this, and y'all put your hands in the pants, put your hands back in the dirt.
Wow. Amen.
Y'all been there in the glory. I'm telling you, they want to beat you to death. Hey, what you so good at? You're going to be scared to tell somebody, so why y'all work out like that? Oh, yeah, I just fell and I kicked myself. I fell all alone. Kill yeah. If you want them. Now I got to leave home. You can't come back home no more. You gotta keep on coming. But it's amazing how things have changed and people are going so different.
Yeah.
But it ain't helping nobody though. You can't even about to get anything out of this thing. All we saw is the rising up come from the old school. But the new one, everybody gets going on. Trouble comes, you run from trouble. You know it. You know it ain't like to see.
mind to say I'm sorry.
Yes.
Never mind to say I'm wrong. Oh, Lord. I didn't mean to say that. I made a mistake.
Yes.
But it's gonna have to start over.
Yeah.
We move. Don't try to pass it up. I'm like, I can't even think of something we know to be wrong. They were right in what they did. You was wrong.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like that. See, you're going to say, two times. You're not coming to apologize. You need to come and apologize to me. But now, do that to me. That's not what I'm doing, what I believe you do. But don't think, if you don't do it, this is going to be in trouble. You look now, the bull over here. Watch this. He said, well, I am. Yeah, you must be all sure. So now we looking at a situation here. He said, well, I am. Yes, yeah, you must be all sure. And God's going to be in heaven. And God be in heaven all the time. You ain't going to be poor for it. You ain't going to be in heaven at the hell. You ain't going to be some more. You're going to one of them. And they're going to sit there and say, well, let's see. You got 29 light over here. There's nothing wrong over there now. There'll be no calculators up there. This thing of holiness will bow. It's not like, the scripture says, holiness will bow. No man should keep God. Are you going to be holy or not? That's all right. God already in heaven. You got to look at God already what? He's not. He's already there. You what else? We're trying to get it. But what? Now watch this for you.
Verse 4. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest.
Now look, yeah. Sit up there. You need to tell the time out. Ask somebody, ask questions. I don't know where I'm going. I'll ask this question. I don't know where it is. Listen, I'm going to ask a question. Now, whether you want to talk or not, then I'm going to find out. I want to know if I can get on and say nothing. What's wrong with you, all right? Well, that's the only way. See, the Solomon says, in all, he said, I'm not going to say. But Solomon says, in all your getting, get to understand. See, what really confused a lot of people, the mess of a lot of people, they don't get an understanding. And that quote can happen with a lot of people that meet people, meet guys, meet ladies, out there, the companionship, they never get an understanding. Then they want to say they all messed up and threw all up. Then they would walk around and tell them, I don't. Why don't you have to stop when you're going to ask?
Yeah.
Because all you got to do is talk, communication. It's the best thing in the world. Listen, I'm going to talk to y'all later. You've been talking all the time.
Yes, sir.
What do you people do? Y'all might not want to buy a son of a man.
No, sir.
A lot of times my wife doesn't sit like you sit, though. It don't matter. I can't see it for a woman. I come back and hit the buzzer in the hood place. Back up. Because there's a boy that you know. I'm going to talk to you again because I want you to know what I'm talking about. I don't want you to get this thing wrong after we can get it wrong. You know how we're going to make it. We're going to have understanding. And you're going to know what I want and I'm going to know what you want. Now, that means a whole lot. So, but are all of your kids? Good to come on.
That's right.
Stop walking around and talking about it. You know what? It might be. You ain't got to do that. Just forget you some understanding. That's not my advice. line of communication. But Thomas said,
how can we know the way?
How can we know the way? I want to Jesus say.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Look up the neighbor, say, neighbor. Are you looking for the way?
Are you looking for the way?
Now look up the neighbor next to you and say, neighbor.
Jesus
is the way.
Is the way.
Go ahead.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Jesus, look at Jesus. Jesus, let me tell you something, Paul. I don't care how many bad you here. You can get to the Father until you come by me. Jesus, you got to come by me. Take the hell. You look at God all the time. You're going to be hollering all you want. Hey, Father. Father, I know you're speaking. Hey. Jesus said you can't get to the Father until you come by me. Now, the Bible says Jesus is on the right hand of the Father.
My God.
So now you're going to have to come to the reality and it's not a hill before you can get to the Father. In other words, you got that up Jesus down on the inside. You'll be able to get on the other side where the Father is. Go with God. All we got to do is make up our mind we can get there. It's not that hard. Real simple. Real easy. Go ahead.
Verse 7, if
you
had known me, you should have known my Father also.
Now see, a lot of people don't know who Jesus is. So now, if you don't know who Jesus is, then all the rest of it is nothing more.
Oh,
you got it. You got to want to see. I got to pick up on myself and get myself together and get involved where I can find out what's going on. But you know, I often say, if you're going to do anything, find out. Get involved. Find out what's going on. Okay, don't get down to be wondering. Find out what's going on so you know what they do. Yeah. Look, the better thing was a job. I know a lot of people there. What's on the job? They're going to the job, and the manager's going to put you in the job. And they're running one thing. They want you. It's not like that. When you go to the job, you're going to run your thing on the job. Just in case, that thing disappears, or either somebody going to come in one day and say, they don't need what you're doing like that. They need somebody over here. You are qualified to go over there because you've been watching and paying attention to what's going on. Glory to God. I've been working on the job one time, and a lady comes and says, you're the oldest man that ever came to this job. I said, for the 6 months, he said, he's going to get on all this stuff. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what happened. How did you do it? He said, what you know? He said, I got guys for working on it for 50 years in the same spot. Some people don't want to have nothing else. They just want to get, I'll just drive on the car. They just like what they're doing right there. And they're showing that spot to them. They're going to take all nine moves. But see now, if you land at all, they can well close you. Well, you know, you can do something. So they'll put you over there.
All right.
That's fine. You know how that works? When we get on the job, I'm going to say, open your eyes, open your ears. Don't think about back home. Think about the job you want to do. Because you got to do your best work there. Because you don't want to be fired in now. Well, God, I know ain't nobody gonna like that. Now, y'all might see somebody but y'all talk to them and tell them, you gotta watch out. Go ahead.
And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me?
Listen, now we got some people going to church. Oh, this is you.
My God.
A new woman. What are you going to do? You know, I thought we'd been in church for 5 years. Man, I could and know God and talk about how blessed him. What are you going to do? You got people just saying one thing with their mouth. But see, you got to understand now, God is not looking at what you're saying out of your mouth. God is looking at your heart. God already knows who you are. You ain't nothing new to them. God already knows you. He knew you before you were even born. But now everything was put in place for you so you can have life abundantly. What you can walk with your head up in the house. You know, walk with a hung down head and looking like things. Everything's like things. You don't have to go there with that. You can walk with
joy.
You can walk like I'm somebody too. You might not have the money to listen, man, but you don't worry about that part. But Because these guys come to the next man, they might not be on the, they might not be on the women. Well, it took off and got away. But see, only God knows how much you're going to have. But you got people that sit on the chair that don't even know who God is. I'm sorry. You got some people in the relationship that don't even know the person they're living with. Right. We put them all night, they don't even know what they're talking to them all the time, don't even know. Got them out here. Well, you told them they love me, they like me. Well, you know what, we got to watch them because you told them to. But they don't get that, they still don't know. They don't even know each other.
We're not going to do nothing like that. We're not going to plan, we're not going to
is all under cover. Oh, no, we'll pay this gentleman back in the what? Glory to God. Amen. That was the first thing God was going to do. Close in the woman. We're going to be locked in the door. Just a part of the door. No plan, no nothing. Well, we're going to thank God for these days. We're going to have these things now. We can't live without that. We're going to keep walking right out. We're going to get one off for us. We're going to get them on. 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 We're going to get like one of the whole lot of them up and up and say, oh, we got to get out of the way. Hello.
Go
verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the work that I do.
Listen now, he that believes on me, the work that I do. Go ahead.
Shall he do also.
Shall he do also.
And greater works than these shall he do.
Greater. Now, Jesus said, what can he do? Now, you know, Jesus said, what did he do? That he do. We can do greater work than what Jesus going to call. Now, what's going to do?
Because I go unto my Father.
Because he goes unto the Father. Now, Jesus is going to go to the Father and tell the Father to give you what you need.
My Lord,
help me. Glory to God. Now, look at this thing. You got power. The hunger, anything that you think. Go to, watch this, go to.
Verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name,
whatsoever,
that will I do.
That's what I do.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
And in
the Son. Jesus, God said now, Jesus said that the Father may be glorified. It is just.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the kingdom up there. You say now, I'm saying it's power. Be glorified in the church. Now, in order for that to happen, you got to have Jesus in your life.
Amen.
Now, if you got Jesus in your life, then the Father says be glorified in the church because you're not the Son in
you. Amen.
In order for everything to work, you got to have Jesus down in the church. But so now, let the Father come be glorified, and now, what's your you are the Father. Whatsoever you are the Father in His name.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Go ahead.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Because we got Jesus down on the inside. We got Jesus on the inside.
You
got Jesus on the inside.
You got Jesus on the inside.
Then now you can be blessed. Hallelujah. We ain't got down on the inside. We just get it. So that's why I do a good thing so we can get Jesus on the inside. We got a lot of people confessing that they got Jesus on the inside. But then you look at their walk and look at the way they're acting. You want to wonder if they got Jesus on the inside. The scripture says that no way that you have Jesus on the inside and still be the same. You see a person out there and still acting like they used to act. The what they're saying, they got Jesus down on the inside. Now, something wrong. So you need to have Jesus on the inside while you're waiting for what happens. If you got Jesus on the inside, you see it in your own self.
My God.
Because in the Bible, once you come to God, the old man has passed away. And the new man is on the scene. So in other words, the old you is gone. There's a new you now. You can hold me. There's more than sweet and sugar right now. I still walk around something on the other. I still walk around that third in your body. Not walking around that old thing in the back pocket. You want to be full of love, ready. I love you no matter what. You got people saying that, too. I love you no matter what. He died on me. Go ahead.
Last verse. If ye shall ask anything, 14th verse round, in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
Verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Yo, you better now say, you know what I'm preaching about? I love you. I love you. They got a song that they put up. I love you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yes, I do. Jesus said, if you love
I've been on the work for a long time.